Okay, so just briefly. So as we mentioned a few days ago, the latter half of Ki Tavo is one of the Tochachot, right? One of God saying, yeah, it's all going to be terrible and horrible, v'chule. Yeah. So I just want to highlight just one aspect of it that fits in with what we talked about with Bikurim. So if you remember, I said that Bikurim, in addition to obviously being a mitzvah that applies only in Israel, which means that it makes sense to be in Dvarim, which is conceptually works, because what is one of the fundamental fears of Dvarim?
Going into Israel and worshiping the Vedazara.
And then getting fat off the land.
And being rich, right? Yeah. Is that specifically wealth and success being what pushes you towards the problematic direction. And I think that if you read the Tochacha, again, there's a lot to be said about the Tochacha, but this theme seems to be central to the Tochacha, which is that the problem is that because you misused wealth, I'm going to punish you. And how am I going to punish you? What? So not quite. What am I going to do? If I asked you, what's the Mida Kenegan Mida? You misused wealth, so now what am I going to do?
Take away wealth,
right? And if you just keep that little insight in mind, that this is a theme that comes over and over, suddenly a bunch of psukim that, I mean, they still sound harsh, but at least they are framed why this particular type of harshness appears in this Tochacha. So if I just sort of pick up, I'll pick up in Pasuk Lamed Chet, in Perchav Chet, in the middle, right? And it should just make sense. Zera Rav Totia Sadeh, Uma'ate Sofkich Yachsel and Harbe, right? The field will produce a lot of seed, but you won't eat it because they'll be devoured by the Arbe, right? By the locust. Kramim Tita Vavata, you'll work on the kramim, right? You'll work on your vineyard. V'yayin lo tishteh, but you won't get wine. Lo te'egor ki tochlenu atalad, because the worms will eat it. Zeitim yilocha v'chol gulecha, v'shemen lo tazuch ki shal zeitecha. Right? You'll have a lot of olives, but you won't get to use them. Banim uvanot tolid, lo yulocha ki elchu b'shevi. Then even scarier is you'll have children, but you won't appreciate them because they'll go b'shevi. Kol eitzchav fri ad matcha yireish ad tzilatzal. Right, and everything that you, all your fruits and vegetables will be eaten up by these bugs. Now then you get this, Hagera shebikirbecha yaleh lecha mala, mala vata tered mata mata. Now this seems to be part of another theme here, right? Which is you mistreated the ger, so the right punishment is going to be?
The ger
is going to be on top, and the regular citizen will be on the bottom. Right, meaning each of these, all I want to point out is that if you read the Tocha carefully, it does seem to be a logical mida for a lot of central themes. Because one central theme, as I said, is the dangers of wealth. The other one is that you will forget the ger yatom and almana, which comes up over and over again. And if you read it very carefully, this seems to be a very straightforward mida keneged mida. Right. He'll be on the lending side and you'll borrow. He'll be on top, you'll be the tail. And all these curses will come on you and chase you because you didn't listen to God. Why? Right, so skip one pasuk to Mem Zayin, the famous pasuk, but now I think if you understand the context of the Tochacha, it makes a lot of sense. Why is the Tochacha going to come to you? So everyone quotes this pasuk, but I think they don't get it in context because they jump to it. Right? What is the famous pasuk? Why does the Tochacha come?
Because you forgot about God.
When? Tachar asher lo avata et adonai elohecha b'simcha v'tov levav meirov kol. You need.
I think I'm looking. I don't know.
For me?
Potentially. Your name's John.
Yes. It's on the front desk over there, first thing.
Thank you very, very much.
Right, the pasuk is, right? Tachat asher lo avata adonai elohecha b'simcha v'tov levav meirov kol. The whole bag. Right, because you didn't serve God in happiness, right, with goodness of heart, which is what people focus on, right? You're supposed to serve God from happiness, but the real emphasis, I think, in sort of the Dvarim sense is Meirov Kol, when you were wealthy, when you had everything, you didn't serve God, right? Which again, that is the theme of half of Dvarim, is that you had this wealth, right? You had this wealth, and it should have spurred you on to worship God, and instead it led to... Everything's there, you're good? Good. No problem. Right? you should have served God because you were wealthy,
right,
because you were successful. Instead, it was what made you arrogant and full of yourself and led to it.
Yeah.
And therefore, because you didn't, when you were wealthy and everything was good, you didn't serve him. You'll be kicked out of the land, yes, but why kicked out of the land? Because the land, having the land was what generated that wealth that led to the arrogance. You'll be kicked out, and it was the wealth that caused the problem, so you'll have nothing. Right? Etc., etc. I mean, I think, again, there's a lot more to say in it, but I think the fundamental idea, right, that one of the central concerns of Dvarim is that you're going to get the land, and that's going to be the catalyst to wealth, which will make you not serve God. The Mida Keneged Mida is you'll be kicked out of the land, and you'll have nothing, right? Because if what wealth is what led you not serve God, then you're going to be poor. And the other part, which you saw in the middle, right, which is, and part of that expression, remember, we saw it in Bikurim, what is wealth supposed to do? It's supposed to lead you to serve God. What is serving God supposed to lead you to do? Recognizing God? Help the Geri Yatom Amanah, the poor people, v'chule. Right? If you don't do that, then they're going to be more powerful than you. Right? Which is not the way the world is supposed to work. Which again is Mida Kenei and Mida. So if nothing else, you should realize that a careful read of the Tochacha has a lot of very harsh Mida Kenei and Mida components built into it. Right? Okay. With that, I got to run, but...